Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk homestead history today, about a homestead that has been designated a National Historic Site. This is located on the south side of the Butte. It was chosen because it had a reliable water source and a hillside that contained a ready supply of clay for making bricks. Francis G. Lucas chose that site because of that water and clay. He came to America at the age of 25 from Belgium after having served a five-year apprenticeship to become a master mason. So he wanted clay to make bricks. He emigrated to America, married, and started a family. They lived in Pennsylvania for a time, then moved to Washington in 1902. They lived in a one-room shack at Gibson and Emerson Streets. But in the spring, Lucas filed for a homestead on the South Butte and moved the family into a one-room cabin. In December that year, a fourth child was born at home. Can you imagine? Six people in a shack. The next spring, Lucas began making bricks for their house and outbuildings that still stand. Today, you can see them except for the wood portions that burned in a fire. Bricks at first were made by mixing clay with water and then stirred by hoe and bare feet. Placing the mud in molds, they put them in the sun to dry. Eventually, the brick kiln was built to dry the bricks. The first building of brick was a 20 by 40 foot structure and became their home for 16 years. There were no walls inside. Eventually, a large brick house with windows, doors, walls, gas lights, etc., and it can still be seen today. It was completed in 1922. Chelan was 10 miles from the homestead. And going to town with a load of bricks was an all-day jolting trip over the mountain, down Downey Road, the Knapp Coulee, and along the lakeshore to town. It was not uncommon for the Lucas family to walk to town as well, as did other homesteaders on the Chelan Butte. They could take a shortcut, of course, over the Butte Saddle. Well, you can learn more about these early pioneers at the museum. There are books and family histories, etc. So this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.